This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. 11 people killed in landslides in Kalikot and Dang districts. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora says there will be no lack of resources for the national pride projects. 210 new corona infection cases confirmed yesterday. National tally for the virus infection surpasses 19,000. And US to withdraw 12,000 troops from Germany as tension simmers between the two NATO allies. Now the news in detail. 11 people have lost their lives in Kalikot and Dang districts due to the landslides induced by incessant rainfall. 9 people, including 7 members of the same family, were killed by the landslide at Narahari-Nath Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4 of Kalikot district. The Kalikot police said a 65-year-old Gange Buddha, his 61-year-old wife Naina Buddha, his 24-year-old daughter-in-law Sita Buddha, his 10-year-old granddaughter Chandrika Buddha, his 7-year-old grandson Ram Buddha and 1.5-year-old Charitra Buddha were among the deceased. Likewise, 65-year-old Bande Buddha and his 62-year-old wife Mona Buddha were also killed in the landslide. Meanwhile, Jai Bahadur Shahi of Raskot Municipality, Ward No. 1 of Kalikot District, who was swept by flooding in Tusar River was found dead yesterday. However, other 6 are still unaccounted for. Similarly, 26-year-old Batuli Nepali and her daughter Aishma of Bangalachuli Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 of Dang, were killed after they were buried in landslide debris. Likewise, the police said 21-year-old Dharma Raj Upadhyay of Buri Ganga Municipality, Ward No. 1 of Pajura, had gone unaccounted for after he was swept in a landslide. The police said the search for the missing was ongoing. Meanwhile, the Kanchanpur District Administration Office has issued alert warning asking people on the riverbank to remain alert, citing rising level of water due to incessant rainfall in the hilly districts. Similarly, 3 people have gone missing after the Kanda River in Koilali district swelled due to the incessant rainfall. Locals of Bhajani Municipality, Ward No. 8, Ishwar Saha, Chandra Biki and Sakil Chowdhury have gone missing. Meanwhile, Bal Bahadur Chowdhury, Biki Shahi and Hemanta Shahi were successfully rescued from the river. The flood water from the river has inundated 450 households in Ward No. 2, 3, 5 and 8 in Bhajani Municipality of Koilali district. As a result, 1,977 people have been displaced. The displaced have been moved to safer locations. Additional 146 corona-infected people in Nepal returned home yesterday following health recovery. Addressing the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson of Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said after 146 got discharged from various isolation centers yesterday, the number of people recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal had reached 14,021. As per the ministry, 72.8% corona-infected people in Nepal have recovered from the infection and have returned home. The ministry yesterday also said within the 24 hours, 210 corona infection cases were detected while carrying out 6,037 PCR tests. With this, Nepal's national corona infection tally has reached 19,273. The ministry also informed that there are around 5,203 active cases of corona infection in Nepal. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora has said there will be no lack of resources for the National Pride projects. Speaking in the meeting of the National Concern Committee of the Parliament at Singhadarbar yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiora expressed commitment for providing all necessary resources to the National Pride project, saying such projects were connected to the prosperity of the country. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiora said government would manage the resettlement of those who had turned landless due to the implementation of the projects. Meanwhile, National Planning Commission Chair Pushpa Raj Garel stressed on the effective inter-ministry coordination while implementing the National Pride projects. He pointed out the double or triple expenses to the government while implementing project in lack of coordination among the ministries. Agriculture, Cooperative and Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to take strong action against the guilty who had set fire at Chepang settlement of Mari in Chitwan and provide compensation to the victims. The committee meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday directed government to take action against the guilty, condemning the action and asked to provide compensation to the victim. The committee has also directed the government to work on the early resettlement of the Chepang community from the Chitwan National Park affected areas. In the meeting, Forest and Environment Minister Sakti Bahadur Basnet expressed commitment to take action against the culprits. The House of Representatives State Affairs and Good Governance Committee has formed subcommittees to study annual reports of three constitutional bodies and present a report on it to the main committee. The subcommittees will study the annual reports of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Election Commission and the Public Service Commission. The three subcommittees are led by Rekha Sharma, Yasoda Subedi and Bijaya Subba, respectively. The subcommittees have been given 15 days to submit the main report. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota yesterday administered the oath of office and secrecy to Leela Devi Sitola, who has been elected as the member of the House of Representatives from the Janata Samajwadi Party. Sitola took the oath before the speaker at a ceremony organized at the Federal Parliament Secretariat at Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota presented the locket insignia of the Member of Parliament to lawmaker Sitola. One post of the Member of Parliament had fallen vacant after the Janata Samajwadi Party sacked Sarita Giri from the post. Healthcare services at the Maharajganj based Thrivan University Teaching Hospital, which was closed during the lockdown period, resumed yesterday. Issuing a press statement, the hospital administration has informed that the regular health services in the hospital have resumed. Hospital's executive director, Professor Dr. Rohit Kumar Pokhrel, in the statement said that the health services in the hospital that was closed since March 19 had resumed from Wednesday. The hospital had only rendered emergency services during the lockdown that was imposed in the country since March 24 to contain the spread of COVID-19 infection. Senior Superintendent of Police Kuber Gardayat has been designated as the central spokesperson of the Nepal Police. SSP Gardayat is currently based at the office of the Inspector General of the Police Secretariat. According to Nepal Police, Gardayat has been designated to the post to facilitate in the dissemination of information on activities of public concern in a factual and truthful manner. The Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, has developed a mobile swab collection vehicle. The vehicle is said to be the first ever of its kind in the country. It is said to be useful in protecting medical workforce from catching the virus from COVID-19 patients. According to NAST Senior Technician Officer Dr. Sankar Dagal, the technology has been fitted in Toyota vehicles. NAST was assisted by the Nepal Army in developing the vehicle. The vehicles are to be used for collecting swab samples. The technology is said to be highly helpful in lowering the risk of infection on swab collectors from the infected patients. The government of Israel has provided medical equipment to the state too, which is the most affected state by COVID-19 infection. The embassy of Israel in Kathmandu yesterday handed the medical assistance to state number 2, Social Development Minister Nawal Kishore Saha. The assistance includes personal protection gear, gloves, glasses, mask and hand sanitizer required in the prevention and treatment of coronavirus. On the occasion, Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Benny Omer, said Israel extends solidarity to Nepal in its fight against the virus and is happy to help. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
ह त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदै छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. The U.S. military has unveiled plans to withdraw about 12,000 troops from Germany in fallout from President Donald Trump's long shimmering feud with Berlin, but said it will keep nearly half of those forces in Europe to address tension with Russia. Trump announced his intention last month to cut by about a third the 36,000 U.S. troop contingent in Germany, faulting the close U.S. ally for failing to meet NATO's defense spending target and accusing it of taking advantage of U.S. states on trade. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said at a news conference that some 6,400 active U.S. troops in Germany would be sent home, while nearly 5,600 others would be moved to other NATO countries. A man accused of blasphemy for claiming that he was a prophet has been shot dead in a courtroom in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar in the latest violence associated with Pakistan's strict blasphemy laws. Tahir Ahmad Naseem was shot 6 times during a hearing in his case at the district court on Wednesday. Naseem had been in police custody since 2018 when he was accused of having committed blasphemy by claiming to be a prophet, a violation of Pakistan's strict blasphemy law that can carry the death penalty for certain offences. India's Hetero Labs Limited said it received local regulatory approval to launch its version of antiviral drug Fabipiravir for the treatment of COVID-19. The hetero company said the drug, priced at 59 rupees Indian currency per tablet, was available at drugstores since yesterday. The European Union's executive has said it had agreed to buy a limited supply of COVID-19 drug Remdesivir from United States-based drug maker Gilead to address the short-term needs of European patients and hope to be able to order more later. Remdesivir is the only drug so far authorized in the European Union for its use against COVID-19, but nearly all available supplies have already been bought by the United States. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather today will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain and thunder showers are likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at few places of province number 5, Sudhir Paschim province, and at one or two places of province 1, 2, and Gandaki province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. 11 people killed in landslides in Kalikot and Dang districts. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khadiora says there will be no lack of resources for national pride projects. 210 new corona infection cases confirmed yesterday. National tally for virus infection surpasses 19,000. And US to withdraw 12,000 troops from Germany as tension simmers between the two NATO allies. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.